This is what I say, when a system has enveloped the whole society or whole system, then it's impossible for you, for someone, to remain completely, safe from the influence. You can't protect yourself at times. For instance, preach it down, I understand, there was once a Nahuti station master in Sindh, near Larkana. Near Jack Baba. I remember it was Sultanpur, I remember the name of the station. So, I was making a tour on Vakfe Jalil tour, going to the villages where we had established our centers and also to other Jamaat centers. So I was told that there is an MD station master, substation master in all the time, and he accepts bribe. I was deeply hurt. I went to him and after discussing a few things, I said, I hope you don't tell lies. He said, no, even if I did, I won't tell lies to you. This is the common way of saying in the Punjab. So I said, no, you shouldn't tell lies before anyone. But I know from the way you're speaking, you'll be honest. Tell me, do you accept bribes? Why do you have to? He said, yes, I do. And I'm going to tell you why do I have to. If you tell me a way out, I promise I'll adopt that. So he told me that here the system of bribery has become almost a government taxation system. He says everything which is produced in this land, that is cotton and wheat, etc., has to be exported because there is no market. So there is no manner of carrying it to other places because there are no roads available, there is only train. So we make the rule and we dictate the terms to all these farmers because otherwise their produce will rot. So we say that if there is 1 rupee for the carriage of 1 mon, we say you must pay 3 rupees. You see? Instead of 1 rupee. And that is a rule. And with this money, this extra money is shared right from the lowest orderly in the organization up to the general manager. And this system is so perfect that you have to provide the money to your bosses and to your subordinates as well. So he says, okay, you know the outer of this station runs into lakhs, and if I do not pay them their share, they will say that I have been dishonest to them, both to my bosses and to my subordinates. So I will be eaten up alive. And if I pay it from my pocket, I can't pay even for an hour's income of bribery with what I get in 1 month or even 6 months. You know? That is the ratio. He said, tell me a way out. How can I do it? All that I can do, he said, was that I accept the bribe and I do not accept my share. Here your question comes in. Should that share, that very small share, be diverted to Allah or not? I am rather hesitant in doing that. What I told him was that, alright, you don't accept your share and tell them to short circuit you. This is the best way. Apologize and say, alright, you accept this money, my bosses and my juniors, and I'm not going to do it. So don't give me anything. So he said, I tried that, but I don't think they will agree to this. After a year or so, I met him again. I asked him, did you find a solution? He said, yes. I said, what the solution was? He said, I have quitted the railways. And I'm doing some business. I prayed for him. God bless him with flourishing business. So that is the answer in text, isn't it?